Most people are happy to share. I don't have a job that I love. My boss is an ass. I don't earn enough money. I'm not really happy with what I see in the mirror. I don't have that much energy. I don't really have great people in my life who are really supportive of me and excited about me achieving my goals. And my life isn't exactly the way I want it to be. So when I ask them, so where do you want to go and what do you want to do and what career path do you want to have that you're really passionate about and who do you want to invest time with and what do you want to achieve and what are your big goals? The answer is usually a little bit, oh, Roey, that's all that motivational mumbo jumbo stuff that's about goal setting and what if I fail? What if I give it a crack and I fail? What if I set goals and I fail? What if I interview for that job and I don't get the job and I fail? What if I ask that girl out and she says no and I fail? So it seems to be that we're pretty scared of failing. However, we've all failed before. We've all given something a crack. It didn't work, so we gave up and we walked away. Now, some people will say, if you're not dead, you'll be stronger. But I've got a sneaking suspicion that if we give something a crack and we give up and we walk away, that we probably get weaker. We're telling ourselves over and over that I'm not good enough, I'm too tall, I'm too short, I'm too fat, I'm too skinny, I'm not good enough to give that a crack. And if I give it another one, I'll fail. So what about this? What if we knew what the things were that made us fail and we stopped doing them? And it seems to be that if you talk to the people that are successful, who are really happy, who do love what they see in the mirror, who do have a career that they love and they do attract great people into their lives, they'll tell you that failure is part of their lives, that when you give something a crack, not everything works. However, they don't call it failure. They just call it another way of doing something. Because the only definition of failure, if you're really serious about having a life that you're really happy with, the only definition of failure is that you give up. So if you flip that around, if you never give up, you could never fail. And if something's really important to you, and if something is so important to you that you would rather die than not get it, or you'd rather be really healthy than fat, you'd rather have that person in your life than let them get away, then you would never give up. You would let them know, you would let yourself know that you will keep going until. And that's a great philosophy, isn't it? Keep going until. So, are there people who have careers that they love, they're in great shape, they're really happy, they have great relationships and their life is amazing? Of course, the answer is yes. So what do you have to do to make that happen for you? And again, they'll all tell you pretty much the same thing. Number one is you actually have to believe that you can. The people who fail are the ones who believe that they can't. And if we believe that we can't do it, of course we can't. We're telling ourselves that we can't, we believe it. So even if we do have a go, we don't achieve the goal because we don't believe that we can. So the first and foremost is you have to believe that, yes, I can do this. And the beautiful thing about that is that everything that has ever been achieved was once considered impossible. So you can't say something's impossible because everything that we use every day, every part of our lives, when you look at it, somebody once said that's impossible. So you just have to believe that you can. The next thing that people will tell you is that you've got to work hard. You can't be lazy. You can't expect that a fit, healthy body is going to fall out of the sky in a pretty pink box. You can't expect that a great career path is going to arrive on your doorstep and say, hey, I want to employ you or I want to do business with you. You have to actually go out and do something, so you can't be lazy. And the definition of lazy is the opposite to discipline, which is doing what you should do when you should do it, even if you don't feel like it. So the ultimate here is, even if you don't feel like it, keep going. And one of the great expressions of success goes like this. Self-esteem comes from every step you take, every breath you take, everything you do after you feel like giving up. So every time you feel like giving up, do a little bit more, go a little bit further, do one more push-up, sprint for one more second, read one more chapter. Just keep going, and they're the things that will stop you from being lazy and help you to be disciplined. The really successful people will tell you that they have not just specific goals, but they've written them down, they listen to them on audio, they've got pictures of them, they've got vision boards, they've been to touch them, drive them, feel them, taste them. If you have no goals, you can't achieve anything. If you know exactly what you want and your headspace is constantly focused and committed to that goal, then of course you can achieve it. So if you want to fail, then don't have any goals, because of course, well, you'll actually be successful at failing. You'll be successful at not doing anything. So make sure you know exactly what you want. The other thing that successful people will share with you is that perfection is the Latin word for procrastination or failure. A lot of people say, I'll wait till it's perfect. I'll wait till I've got the right things happening in my life. I'll wait till I've got enough money. I'll wait till I've met the right people. I'll wait till I've got a business card before I start my business. Well, perfectionism simply means being lazy slash a procrastinator. It's never going to be perfect. And even if it is, take the great philosophy from the very special company called Ferrari, which is even the best know they can get better. So it doesn't matter how good it is. The next time you do it, you should be better at it. Doesn't matter if you won the competition. Next time you should play better. Doesn't matter if you're a professional speaker and you gave an awesome chat. The next time should be even better, because every time you do something, it should get better, which means there's no such thing as perfection. Giving up. People will tell you that the number one reason why people fail is they give up. They stop the marathon before 42.2 kilometers. They diet for a competition to stand on stage in their swimmers, but they give up a week before because they're really hungry. There's 1,000 people going for a job. They get down to the last 10, think they can't get it, so they give up. You can't give up. Well, you can. Of course you can. However, that is the definition of failure. So if you give up, you will have failed. The next thing is really interesting. Most people will share with you that once they've achieved their goal, the really important thing is to set another one, is to wake up every day with a purpose, wake up every day excited about what you're going to do today. And if you don't have a goal, so you celebrate achieving your goal, but then you set the next one so that when you wake up the next day, there's another championship to compete in. There's another a goal to achieve. There's another standard to exceed. The really successful people in the world will tell you that they're constantly setting new goals. And one of the biggest challenges about failure is if you achieve something and then go, oh yeah, that was good. It's like people when they retire. It's like, oh, they spend their whole life with the goal to retire. And then they end up dying really soon after that because they're not doing anything. They don't have a purpose. And then last but not least, it seems that the people that are really successful, the people that are really happy, the people that have great lives, are the ones that are really giving. If you're going to be stingy, if you're going to keep your experiences to yourself, if you're not going to tell people how you became successful, it seems that you keep all of that to yourself. And even if you are financially free or you've got a job that you really enjoy, you don't actually appreciate every day because you're not sharing all of that with other people. So every successful elite athlete, a successful entertainer, movie star, business person, they've all written books, they've all got audios, they're all on YouTube, they're all sharing with the world what they did right, what they did wrong, what they should do differently, so that they can help other people to do the same thing. And that's a beautiful thing about successful people. The top of the mountain's not very crowded. It's the bottom of the mountain that has all the people wishing that they could be at the top. The people that are at the top of the mountain, the really successful ones, they want more people to hang out with, more people to talk to, more people to share ideas with, more people to brainstorm with. So you'll find that if you're adding value to the lives of successful people, they will want you to be part of their life and they'll want to help you. So it's easy. If you don't want to fail, just stop giving up. If you want to achieve, just keep going. And James Rohn says it beautifully, the business philosopher. Take on the ant philosophy. Ants will keep going until. They never give up until. And if you never give up until, then you will never fail.